Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called Being Fooled into a Treaty with the City of Gibeon of the Hivites. It's over Joshua chapter 9, verses 1 through 27. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://bibleinsmallerchunks, bibleinsmallerchunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything from the Bible. So I had to be very prayerful about even contemplating any of this. And what the Lord had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the text in the Bible. Now, at times he shows me ways to help better understand that meaning without altering the meaning, but just understanding it. Sometimes that's by paraphrasing background information, or adding Bible verses that tell the background information or related information, because sometimes a passage will refer to something that happened in a previous chapter or book of the Bible, and so the viewer or listener at the time is not getting the full story. I mean, they're reading what's there, but it's really referring to something that happened in the past. So at the times the Lord has it on my heart to include this, I will do so. And those types of things will be within brackets, and on the blog site, there will be a different color text so that it's known that those were added to possibly aid in understanding or provide clarity. And since you can't see the brackets, I will say within brackets it says, so you know anytime I say within brackets, it's done for that, the potential of adding clarity or aiding an understanding. Now, I use brackets a lot, but I don't tell you about all of them. Sometimes it's, they don't put an A or a the, or, you know, transition words in places, or they refer to he and him within the same sentence, and it's sometimes tricky to know who they're referring to. So at times I think it's problematic. I may put the person's name instead of the he or the him, depending, you know, in those situations where it might be problematic. Also, there are times where I'll put more current terms, but I don't tell these lesser important ones and say within brackets it says, within brackets it said. And in the beginning, when I first started this, I did. But it kind of makes it choppy, and you want to get the continuity of what the passage is saying. So for minor things where I'm putting more current terms or transition words or who's speaking and being spoken to, they will be in with brackets, and they will be the same color if you get on the blog site, because those are minor ones, and they're not the ones I need to draw your attention to, just the background information the Lord has on my heart or the related information. Sometimes there's things they'll say in the Bible, like it came to pass. Well, I will have it within brackets, it happened, because it means basically the same thing, but more current ways of saying things. Anyway, also, there are times that condense, combine, and compress similar words, or you need to know that I don't include repetitive text unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis. But sometimes it's just repetitive over and over. This tribe did this, this tribe did this, this tribe did this. It's exactly the same. So I may say, all the tribes did this, or the tribe of da-da-da-da-da-da, all the 12 tribes, you know, and say what they are, did this. And it condenses it some, since the Lord had this on my heart for people in our busy world. But it just depends. It is, you know, it's just whatever the Lord has on my heart. Sometimes, like I said, it's for meaning and our emphasis, and then I'll leave it. The thing is in changing any of that, although the meaning is there, the thing is it alters the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 12, this is verse 13, this is verse 14. I do like I am today. This is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 9, verses 1 through 27, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information that the Lord had on my heart to include from this chapter will be in this podcast today. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which does not affect the podcast listener because it reads just like I am. And when the viewer sees the podcast on the blog site, it reads just like I am. It's just in a table format, which is a little different, but I'm assuming it's got beneficial reasons for some because the Lord had it on my heart to do it that way. Let's see. And then if I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, aha, there's an asterisk. It's telling of a future event. Sometimes they can briefly summarize it afterwards, and I will. And sometimes it's too far-reaching or it would take too much time, and then they won't. And also, you need to know this is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, and Webster Dictionary and other internet resources are utilized as necessary. And if I come to something where Jesus is spoken, or it's referring to when Jesus is spoken, his words will be in red, but you can't see that, so I will just tell you. Being fooled into a treaty with the city of Gibeon of the Hivites, Joshua 9, verses 1 through 27. It happened when all the Hivite, Amorite, Canaanite, Perizzite, Hivite, first was Hittite, and this one's Hivite, and Jebusite kings on this side of Jordan, in the hills, valleys, and coasts of the Mediterranean Sea up to Lebanon heard of it. They gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua. Okay, here's an aside. The thing that just happened is that the Israelites had gone to Ai and captured that city and seized it. And they burned the city afterwards. Anyway, that's what it's referring to, the it. That's what they heard. Okay. I'm going to read this partial sentence again. They gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and Israel and united like an army. When the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they walked deceitfully and acted as if they had been ambassadors and put old sacks upon their mules with them, with old torn and mended wine bottles. They had old patched shoes upon their feet and wore old clothing, and all the bread they brought was dry and moldy. They went to the camp of Gilgal to Joshua and said to him and the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant country, therefore make a treaty with us now." Okay, so an aside, because I had just explained something, I'm hoping you didn't miss this. It's they acted as if they were ambassadors, and they were doing this deceitfully. Okay, back to the passage. The Israelite men said to the Gibeonites of the Hivites, "If you live among us, how shall we make a treaty with you?" They said to Joshua, "We are your servants." Joshua said to them, "Who are you? Where did you come from?" They said to Joshua, "We are your servants, and we have come from a very distant country because in the name of the Lord, your God. We have heard of his name and all he did in Egypt and all he did to the Amorites, two kings beyond the Jordan, to Sihon Heshbon's king and Og Bashan's king, who are at Ashtaroth. Therefore, our elders and the inhabitants of our country said to us, 'Take food with you for the journey and go and meet them and say to them, we are your servants, therefore make a treaty with us.' We took this bread hot for our provisions from our homes the day we left to come here." Okay, and aside. So you need to really know they're really close to the Israelites. They're just acting like that, and they're pretending this whole thing so that Israelites will take pity on them. "But now look, it's dry and moldy. These bottles of wine we filled when they were new. And look, they are torn. Our clothing and shoes have become old because of the long journey. The men took some of their food and didn't ask for guidance from the mouth of the Lord." Joshua made peace with them and made a treaty with them to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swore an agreement with them. It happened at the end of 3 days. Just an aside, probably said it came to pass at the end of 3 days, but I just have it happen at the end of 3 days. And they don't usually tell you this, but I just explained it, so just wanted to show it as an example. After they had made a treaty with the Gibeonites, the Israelites heard they were their neighbors who lived near them. The children, which is the people of Israel, journeyed 3 days and came to the cities, Gibeon, Shephira, Beeroth, Kirjath, Jearim. I apologize if I don't pronounce these properly. I'm just the best I can. The people of Israel didn't attack them because of the treaty the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel. All the congregation of Israel complained against the princes, but all the princes said to the congregation, "We have sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel, therefore we may not touch them. We will do this to them and we will let them live, lest anger is upon us because of the oath we swore to them." The princes said, "In addition to letting them live, we will let them be our woodcutters and our water carriers for the congregation, as the Israelite princes promised them." Joshua called for them and spoke to the Gibeonites, saying, "Why have you deceived us, saying that we are from very far away from you when you live near us? Therefore, you are now under a curse, and you will become bondmen and perpetually serve as our woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God." The Gibeonites answered Joshua and said, "Because your servants, were told that the Lord your God commanded Moses to give you all the land and to destroy its inhabitants before you." That's why they are saying they did that. "Therefore, we were very afraid for our lives because of you, and we have done this thing. Now look, we are in your hands. Do as it seems good and right to you to do to us." Joshua did this and delivered them out of the hand of the people of Israel, so they didn't kill them. That day Joshua made the Gibeonites woodcutters and water carriers for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord in the place he would choose, even until this day. The next time I share a podcast, the episode will be called "The Israelites Assist the City of Gibeon Against the Amorite Kings," and it's over Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 43. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.